I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
That's the voice of five-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Skylar Grey from her 2010 multi-platinum song, Coming Home.
Grey was born and raised in Mesa Mani in south-central Wisconsin, about 20 miles west of Madison.
Her hometown is the subject of her newest single called Nirvana, she released late last year.
It's about how she grew up resenting her small Wisconsin town, but as an adult, Grey found the beauty in her simple roots.
She joined us now to share how Mesa Mani inspired her new song and what it was like to return to her hometown to shoot videos for her new album. Skylar, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What drew you to writing and singing about your roots in Mesa Mani at this point in your career?
Man, you know, nostalgia is like the best drug ever. And I've been feeling it a lot lately. I was just realizing that like my story that most people know within the music industry and in my like, you know, fan universe, the people mostly just know the story of what I went through and the songs that I wrote and everything like after I left Wisconsin. So from my LA move when I was 17 forward, working with Eminem and all that. And that's just not like the core of who I am. And so I felt like it was time to start telling the origination story of like who I am and how I became the artist and songwriter that I am.
Now, in the song that we're going to listen to in a couple of minutes, there's a narrative definitely starting with being in Mesa Mani and wanting to leave, wanting, I think, very much to leave. Where were you, say, in your teen years? What was it that made you say, yeah, I need to get somewhere else?
Well, growing up, I was always like very creative and mission oriented. I was very motivated and driven as a kid. And I started performing with my mom when I was six. And so, you know, having a career already as a kid, basically, I never really felt like I fit in. And I was always looking into the future and the future of my career, my goals. And so instead of like hanging out with kids my age or when I did, I always felt like I want to be playing the piano. I want to be writing a song. I want to be performing. Like I just like wasn't super interested in, you know, normal childhood stuff because I was so motivated and so passionate about making music. It was like the only thing I cared about. And so when I was, you know, growing up in Wisconsin with that feeling, I felt a little bit trapped there. Like I knew that if I wanted my career to go farther, I really had to leave Wisconsin. And so I was constantly just like reaching and trying to get out and trying to leave. And so I eventually did. When I was 16, I dropped out of high school. And then I made the move to LA when I was 17.
What kind of things were you thinking about that made you think, and again, we'll get into the song in a bit, but there's some stuff that you didn't appreciate at the time that in hindsight you wish you had.
Yeah. I mean, now being older and looking back, I realize I had a really nice childhood and I wish I had been more present for it because I was so focused on the future that I didn't spend enough time enjoying and appreciating the place that I grew up. And I think that's why I wanted to write these songs in a way to kind of relive my childhood through the music because I can't go back in time. So the next best thing is to do it through art.
You came back, you filmed a lot of video in Mesa Mani. What was it like looking at through the eyes of, okay, you now, but also knowing that you're putting this town on video for the rest of the world to see, what was that like for you coming back to Mesa Mani with that very different perspective?
I had so much fun. Again, I appreciate it so much more now than I did when I was a kid. I mean, I think everybody can kind of relate to that. As a kid, you're always trying to detach from your parents and move on and start your own life. But then as you grow up and you like learn about the real world and all the real struggles of adulthood and stuff, you go, actually, that wasn't so bad. And so going back for this trip to like film all this content to go with these songs, I had more fun maybe than I've ever had in Wisconsin.
You've shared some of this video. Now, I want to give a listen to a little bit. You shot video touring your childhood home, and part of it still has the same carpeting. Here's a quick listen.
It's so like 70s, the color of the carpet.
I
right?
Wow.
And then there was the ladder thing.
Yeah.
And then I remember running from in the kitchen.
And going back to the house you grew up in for the first time in seemed like a while. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. I mean, there was still writing on the wall from when I was a kid that I wrote. They left it there, the new owners, and yeah, it brought back a lot of memories.
Now, in the song Nirvana, you've got lyrics about how you couldn't wait to leave that town. As I mentioned, you wanted to burn your childhood house down was one of the lines in the song. Looking back at that kid who wanted to leave and now enjoying being back literally in the house you grew up in, I don't know. That's like you're rethinking the narrative of your life story a little bit as you're writing this song, it seems
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Yeah.
How did you go about like capturing that and capturing it very well, I gotta say, in the short form of a song?
I mean, anytime I write a song, I just really try to focus on my emotions and how things make me feel. And I wanted to express that feeling of what it feels like to now appreciate something that I used to hate. I went through such an emotional transformation in regards to like my childhood and where I grew up. And so I wanted to, you know, put that into a song, that emotion into a song, because it's not something that I've really ever heard before. I always like to try to, you know, think outside the box and not just create run-of-the-mill song concepts. Yeah, I like to just, you know, dig into more very specific emotions and try to put things into words that I've never put into words or never heard put into words before. And so that's what I did with this song, Nirvana.
I gotta say, watching you go back to your hometown reminded me of when I went back with my kids to the town I grew up, a small town in Michigan. And I was taking them on a tour. I went down the dirt road I grew up on. House is still there. Went to look at my old elementary school, turned around the corner, and it was gone. The school was like torn down. It was a housing development now. Did you have any moments like that where you remember that thing and it's not just not there anymore?
Yeah. Well, the opposite of that happened. So I grew up in Mesa Mani, which, you know, if anybody knows that town, it's very small. It's about 1,500 people. And when I grew up there, there was no stoplight. And when I went back this time, there was a stoplight.
Whoa. It's a big city now.
Wow, we're coming up. but things that were gone. Well, I actually didn't go to the dam, but there was this dam I used to go to as a kid right off Lake Marion. And it was really scary because you'd walk over the falling water on this little rickety bridge. And I didn't go there because I asked some friends about it, and they said that the Black Earth Creek has now been rerouted, and so
oh,
it
wow.
doesn't go through that area. And so there's no point to go to the dam because it's not running. So I was a little bit bummed about that because that was a spot I would always stop because I would walk on the railroad tracks to school, and I would pass the dam like every day.
Wow.
So I didn't get to go there.
We are talking to Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Skylar Grey about her new single, Nirvana, and learning to appreciate her small-town roots in Mesa Mani. Okay, I've been teasing it for a while now. Let's get a little taste. We're not going to hear the whole song. A little taste of the new song, Nirvana.
And I'm scraping ice off the windshield. Never thought I'd miss the way the cold feels. Staring out at a cornfield. Never thought I'd understand the appeal.
I love the line, I never thought I'd miss the way the cold feels. You moved from Mezo to LA. What is it like to miss the cold like that?
I mean, you know, the cold gets really sucky sometimes in the winter, and you're just over it. And I remember having to dig my car out of the snow in the morning if we were going to drive to school. And so that sucked and I hated it. But then when I moved to LA and there's like no seasons, it felt like time just all blended together. All the years blended together because there was no real seasonal shift to mark different points of the year. And I felt like my life was just kind of like, you know, passing me by. And so I started to really miss the seasons and also just for variety, you know, like the same thing every day, sunshine 24/7 is just like, you know, it gets a little old.
I want to talk about the production we just heard in Nirvana there, because it really struck, like, I don't know how to put it exactly, but the atmosphere of the song feels, I think, like the emotions you're conveying. There's some nostalgia, some wistful, but also positive. There's a lot wrapped up in the way the song sounds. How did you try to capture the words and the emotions you're conveying in the sound of the song?
Well, you know, I write songs usually just vocal, piano. Mm-hmm. And then I start, after the song's pretty much written, I start thinking about, like, the atmosphere I want to create sonically to support the lyrics and the melody. And so, yeah, you know, it takes a lot of experimentation. And then I just base everything on feeling. How does this feel? Like at one point I had a drum pattern in there that was, you know, the double time of that. And it just didn't feel, it just felt like I was trying to turn it into an up-tempo like pop song or something. Mm-hmm. And it didn't quite have the right emotion. And I wanted that long, draggy, you know, the very sparse drum pattern. It just felt like it just fit better.
This is a single. You got an album coming out in a couple few months now, I think. Is the whole album kind of part of this connecting with this narrative of your life before LA?
Yeah. So Nirvana was actually the last song I wrote for the album. And it was like the missing glue for the album. I had been writing a lot of kind of nostalgic songs about different moments in my childhood and things, but Nirvana was the one that kind of bundled it all together in a package where I felt like, okay, this narrative like really tells a full complete story now. Actually the first song I wrote for the album, or one of the first ones, was like maybe the saddest song I've ever written in my life. It's called Bruises. And I was in a kind of depressed state about a year ago when I wrote that song, because I was just feeling like, oh, I'm getting old and my career is not where I want it to be. And my whole life I've kind of struggled with just never feeling good enough. And so I wrote this song about that feeling of just like, you know, feeling not good enough in life and in like friendship circles and career stuff and, you know, physically, like, you know, not feeling pretty enough or whatever. So I wrote this song that kind of embodied all of those emotions. And as soon as I wrote that song, it was so weird because I'm kind of known for my darker, sadder songs in general. Love the Way You Lie. And then I did a song with the Eminem last year called Temporary. It's very, very much a tearjerker. Passed Yesterday with Jelly Roll I did last year. Another like heavy subject matter. So I'm kind of like known for these like heavy subjects. But as soon as I wrote the darkest song of my life, Bruises, I felt like a weight lift off of me. Like I got it off my chest. And I suddenly was like, okay, I'm done writing sad songs. I don't want to write sad songs anymore. And so then I started like writing all these kind of more fun songs. Nirvana is somewhere in the middle, but there's some other songs. I'm about to release a song called Motivation. And it's one of the more fun songs that I've ever put out. And that one is about, it's about not having motivation. So like, as I was saying earlier, as a kid, was super motivated for my career and everything. And then when I got to LA and I went through the ringer with labels and all that stuff, the burnout came in real quick. And I started feeling less and less motivated. And so this song is like a fun up-tempo song about just like lacking motivation. But yeah, it touches on all this childhood stuff. There's a ton of lyrics in there about about my childhood as well. So the whole album is kind of childhood based, going through, it's a kind of a coming of age story, you know, going through a bunch of different moments in my life and then finally coming to a resolve at the end.
Skylar, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Skylar Grey is a 5-time Grammy nominated singer and songwriter. She was with us today to share her new single, Nirvana, inspired by her childhood in Mesa Mani, and learning to appreciate her small town roots as a grown up. Her new album, she revealed the title will be Wasted Potential, is due out in just a few months.